我们再低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你把我们带到哈利路亚这一边。
Lord, we thank you for bringing us to the Hallelujah side.
我们回想我们还不认识你之前的时间。
We reflect upon the time before we knew you.
我们都是生活在忧愁、痛苦、叹息和呻吟的里头。
We used to live in the disappointment, despair, and sorrow.
我们只有悲哀，我们只有叹息。
We can only grieve and be filled with sorrow.
自从我们主耶稣向我们显现。
However, upon the time when our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to us,
把我们带到你的荣耀光中之后。
And you have brought us into your glorious light.
我们看见了你这位比美则更美、比甜则更甜的耶稣。
We see the Lord Jesus, who is fairer than the fair and the sweeter than the sweet.
你就让我们生活在这个满了赞美、满了歌颂、敬拜的这样一种生活的里头。
And you allowed us to live in a life full of praises and worship and songs.
都因为你用属天的呼召招呼了我们。
All because we are partakers of this heavenly calling.
今天我面对着的是那个荣耀的国度。
So today we're in your glorious kingdom.
是主耶稣为我们预备无比丰富的境界。
You have prepared for us this incomparable realm.
我们一想到你给我们预备这么浩大的福分。
As we reflect upon how you have brought us this abundant blessing.
我们这是满心感谢，满口赞美。
Our hearts are filled with praise and our mouths are filled with praise.
主耶稣在今天早晨我们来到你面前的时候。
Lord Jesus, as we come before you this morning,
我们首先就把这个赞美、把这个敬拜献到你的跟前。
First of all, we bring you praises and worship.
但愿在这几天的聚会中间，你亲自向我们显现。
May you personally appear to us during these days of meetings.
愿你就像带领门徒们进到变化山上一样，你也把我们带到那个受天的荣光之中。
As you led the disciples into the Mount of Transfiguration, you would also bring us into those glorious heavenly places.
叫我们这几天的聚会不是坐在人的中间，乃是坐在我们荣耀的主耶稣基督的跟前。
So that we're not just sitting before men, but we're sitting before the feet of the glorious Lord Jesus.
让我们眼睛是看见我主耶稣基督你无比的荣美。
So that our eyes can see the incomparable beauty.
让我们的耳朵听见是主耶稣那个慈爱与恳切的声音。
And we can hear the voice of the Lord Jesus with loving kindness and earnestness.
让我们心所享受的是主耶稣那甘甜的爱和那奇妙的丰富。
So our hearts can enjoy your wondrous love and your beautiful sweetness.
主，我们把我们的心献上给你。
Lord, we lift up our hearts to you.
你把你同在赐给我们。
May you grant us your presence.
愿我们这几天真是生活在以马内利之境。
So that these couple of days we will truly dwell in the land of Emmanuel.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
阿们。我们先和弟兄姊妹来读希伯来书第三章第一节。
Let's first read Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
同梦天照的圣洁弟兄啊，就这一句。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling.
我们先读这一节。
Let's just read this verse first.
同梦天照的圣洁弟兄啊
，Holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling.
第一件事，我们要知道，我们。是一般同盟天照的圣洁弟兄。
First, we need to know that we are these holy brethren and who are partakers of a heavenly calling.
当然，这里的弟兄也包括姊妹。
Here, the word brethren includes sisters.
所以我们是同盟天照的一群。
So we are a group who are partakers of the heavenly calling.
我想，我每一个弟兄姊妹读到主耶稣带领门徒上变化山上那幅图画的时候
I believe that each one of you, when you read the passage when Jesus brought his disciples up to the Mount of Transfiguration,
我们的心都是非常所感动被吸引的。
Our hearts are very moved and we are filled with attraction to Jesus.
我们看见彼得、雅各、约翰是那样的蒙福。
We saw that Peter, James, and John were so blessed.
他们被带到那一座山上。
They have been brought up to that mountain. And the glorious Lord Jesus appeared to them.
从前是面貌憔悴, 形容枯槁的, 拿撒勒的耶稣。
Prior, he was who had a haggard face, the Jesus the Nazarene.
如今在他们的眼前看见的是荣耀无比的光彩。
But now, before their eyes, it was this glorious brightness.
他的脸面明亮如同日头。
His face shone like the sun.
衣裳洁白放光。
And his garments became as white as light.
在地上漂布的，没有一个漂得像那样白的。
Nobody can bleach garments as white as this.
还有摩西，还有以利亚。 和主耶稣一同在神的国度里边。
And also Moses and Elijah were also with the Lord Jesus in the kingdom of God.
所以这是主耶稣在荣耀的国度里面向我们显出来的光景。
So this is the glorious, the Lord Jesus in the glorious kingdom and the manifestations.
所以彼得在那说，主啊，我们这里真好啊。
So Peter said, Lord, it is good for us to be here.
我想弟兄姊妹，每一个人，我们都到这里。
I believe every single brother and sister, when we read to this point, our hearts are all captured.
我是何等的羡慕！哎呀，如果我也能够同他们同在一起的话，那多好！
How I long to be with them at that time.
也许我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们都会有这样的感觉。
Maybe all brothers and sisters would have this sense.
要是我在其中，那有多好呢！
If I were there, it would be so good.
那么我告诉弟兄姊妹，
However, I want to tell
我们都有这一个福分。
We all have this blessing.
因为我们是同蒙这一个属天的呼召的。
Because we are all partakers of this heavenly calling.
我们都是同蒙天召的这一群。
We are the group that has are partakers of this heavenly calling.
圣经里讲到这个呼召是个圣召。
The Bible says that this is a holy calling.
我们被拣选。 我们是一般被拣选的族类。We
are a chosen race.
我们就是为着要叫我们来显扬那出和爱，照我们出和爱，如奇妙光明者的美德。So
that we can manifest the goodness of Him who called us from the darkness of dominion into the kingdom of light.
所以，这是三天的上午的聚会当中。
So in the morning sessions during our meetings,
我们就要从这个主题里面来讲到三件重要的事情。
From this topic, we want to discuss three key matters.
就是受天呼召的三个重要点。
The three key points about this heavenly calling.
第一个点就是意象。
First, vision.
这就是我们的目标。
This is our goal.
神要召我们。 带到何处去?
Where is God calling us to?
第二天我们要讲到的道路。
On the second day, we will share with you the way.
预料这个目标之后，我们这个道路是怎么样的走法的？
After we have this goal, how do we take the way to the goal?
第三天我们要讲的能力。
On the third day, we'll share about power.
预料这个意象，也预料这个道路。 那我们怎样有力量来奔走这一条所填的道路呢?
After we have the vision and the way, how do we have the power to equip us to run the course to this heavenly race?
今天上午我们先讲第一个点。So
this morning we will share about the first point.
就讲意向。About
vision.
也就是我们的目标。Which
is our goal.
我们一个人无论是开车子 或者坐飞机要往哪里去?
As we drive or we take the airplane.
首先我们要确定那个目标。No
matter where we go, first we need to know the goal.
像这次弟兄姊妹，你们从休斯顿来，或者从奥斯汀其他地方来，你们知道到哪里来？
For instance, you drive from Houston or Austin, you know exactly where you're going.
我想你们一定有一个目标。 就我的圣安托尼亚某一个大学里边。
And your goal is to get to this university in San Antonio.
我们也参加一个夏令会。
And we want to participate in the summer conference.
我坐纽约坐飞机的时候也有这个目标的。
As I took on the plane to, from New York, I also had a goal.
我到 Texas 去就是要到那个夏令会，那个就是我的目标、目标、目的地。
My specific goal was to get to Texas to attend the summer conference.
好，所以我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我梦到这个呼召之后啊，我们首先一件事情要看见这个目标，也就是我们的意向。
So all of us brothers and sisters who have this heavenly calling, the first thing we need to know is to know the vision.
常有人这样的问我。
Oftentimes people ask me,
我们的意向是什么？
What is our vision?
认真说，我们没有自己的意向。
Strictly speaking, we do not have our own vision.
我们的意向就是神的意向。
Our vision is the vision of God.
也就是看见神的眼中所看见的事情。
Which is to see that what God can see.
因为神在永世的里面，他的心中有一个意向。
Because in eternity, God has a vision.
就神心中在思想一件事情。
A thing that God meditates in his heart.
他怎么计划要做一件事情。
He planned on doing something.
所以神在宇宙中间呢，他有个计划，有个目的的。
So in the universe, God has a plan and a goal.
以及他造作他这个目的呢，在历史历代以来，他在宇宙中间一直工作，一直工作。
So according to this goal, through all ages and generation, he is working and working toward this goal.
神这样的工作呢，他都是朝着这个方向，朝着目的而去的。
All God's work is toward this goal and this purpose.
那么当圣灵开启了我们的眼睛，
When the Holy Spirit enlightens our eyes,
叫我们也看见了神眼中所看见的，
So that we can see what God can see in His eyes.
就认识了神在永世中的心意，
So that we can know His eternal will.
知道了神在历世代以来他所要做的工作，
So that we know the work that He wants to accomplish throughout all ages and generations.
这个就成了我们的意向。
That becomes our vision.
那我们来说啊，就神在宇宙中间做什么呢？
So to us, what has God been doing in the universe?
我们和弟兄姊妹再来读几处圣经。
Let's read a few passages in the Bible.
我们先读约翰一书第五章。
First, let's read 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章第九节。
First John chapter 5, verse 9.
我们既领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了，因为神的见证是为他儿子做的。
If we've received the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for the witness of God is this, that he has borne witness concerning his son.
这里说神的见证是为他儿子做的。
The witness of God is to be born concerning his son.
我们再来读哥罗西书第一章。
Let's also read Colossians chapter 1.
第一章十五节到十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 15 to 19.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一起被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他而造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他也是教会 全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在万事上居首位。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
And he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also ahead of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.So that he himself might come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him.
我们再读以弗所书第一章二十三节。
Let's also read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这句话更好的翻译是这样：教会是他的身体，是那在万有中被万有者所充满者的丰满。
A better translation is to say that the church is his body.And the body is the fullness of him who fills the, fills all.
再到第四章第十一到十三节。
Let's also read chapter 4, verse 11 to 13.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ.
从这些座圣经里面，我们可以看见，就是在神的眼中，从始至终，他所看见的只有一个，就是他的儿子。
So we can see that what God can see, from the beginning to the end, there's only one that he sees, which is his son.
神眼中所看见的就是他的独生子，就是他的爱子。
The thing that God sees is his only begotten son, his beloved son.
所以神在宇宙中所的见证呢，就是为着他的儿子做的见证。
So the witness that God bore would be a witness for his son.
所以我们在圣经里面可以看见神在天上有好几次的发出声音。
We can see in the Bible that quite a few times God would have utterances from the heavenlies.
比如说当主耶稣基督从约旦河里面受浸上来的时候。
For instance, after Jesus has been baptized and he rose from the river Jordan.
天上的父神就有个声音说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
And there's a voice from the heaven that says that this is my beloved son, listen to him.
同样当主耶稣在变化山上变了形象，彼得他们要想在山上住下来的时候，神说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
Likewise, in the Mount of Transfiguration, when Jesus was transfigured, when Peter wanted to dwell there, God said, this is my beloved son.
神说了这个话之后啊，他们只看见耶稣一人，再也不见彼得了。
And after God has uttered these words, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone.
所以看见的意象啊，就只见耶稣，不见一人。
So what the vision was all about was to only see Jesus alone.
这比方有一次，约翰福音十二章，讲了主耶稣在向神祷告的时候。
There's another example in John 12 when Jesus was praying.
父啊，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
Father, glorify your son, as the son also glorify you.
天上的声音又让喊着说，我已经荣耀了我的儿子，还要再荣耀。
And the voice from heaven says, I have glorified my son, and I will keep glorifying my son.
天上父神的声音啊， 就是为着要荣耀他的儿子耶稣基督。
And the voice from the heavenlies is to glorify his son, the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以天上父神的声音总是叫我们看见他的儿子，叫我们荣耀他的儿子。
So the voice from the heavenly Father is always for us to glorify his son and to see his son.
那么因为神这样爱他的儿子呢，神就把一切的丰盛啊，都是丰丰满满的藏在他的儿子里面。
Because God loves the Son so much, He gave all the fullness and abundance in His Son.
神把他的爱，神把他的能力，神把他的荣耀，神把他一切的丰富啊，都是有形有体的放在他儿子耶稣基督里面。
And God put all His love and all His glory and all the abundance dwells in bodily form in the Lord Jesus.
是神的儿子耶稣基督啊，就是神的一个宝藏了。
So the Son, the Lord Jesus, is a precious treasure.
也是我们的宝藏啊。
And He is also our precious treasure.
所以当保罗被主开启眼睛的时候啊，他就看见我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
And so when Paul's eyes were opened, he said that he wanted to have this surpassing value of knowing Jesus his Lord.
也就像我们有时候诗歌唱说，基督就是我的世界。
Just like the hymn we sang that Jesus is the world to me.
这个诗歌啊，我信主这么多年了，越唱越觉得宝贵，越唱越觉得甘甜。
This is a hymn that the longer I sang all these years, the more I feel sweetness in my heart.
那么当神把他一切丰富有形有体的藏在他儿子耶稣基督里面之后呢？
After God hides all his abundance in bodily form in his son,
神就为他的儿子啊来建立一个身体。
And God wants to build a body for his son.
他目的就是为着要叫他儿子里面一切的丰盛啊都能够在宇宙中间丰丰满满地彰显出来。
And the purpose is for all this abundance to be fully manifested in all universe.
弟兄姊妹，你知道什么叫做身体啊？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what a body is?
身体就是一个人的最具体的彰显。
A body is a very physical manifestation of a man.
啊，比方我们要认识周永成弟兄。
For instance, if I want to know Brother Zhu.
哎，那我们就要先看见他的身体了。嘿，这个是周英成弟兄在这里那个。
So when we see the body of Brother Zhu, we know that he is here.
所以最能够把一个人彰显出来呢，就是叫做身体来彰显。
So the thing that can manifest a person the most is through his body.
那么教会是基督的身体是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to say that the church is the body of Christ?
就神要借着教会来把他的儿子耶稣基督诸般的荣耀丰富一一的彰显在这个宇宙中间。
And so the church is so that all the glory and abundance of the Son can be fully manifested in the universe.
所以神在宇宙中间做的一个大功，就是要为基督建立一个身体。
So God has done this great work in the universe, which is to build a body for Christ.
只等到我们众人在基督里面长大成人。
Until we've all attained to the matured man.
在认识神的儿子上能够同归于一。
So that we can all attain to the unity of the faith.
而满有
knowledge of the Son.
满有基督那个丰满的身量。
So that we become the mature man to the measure of the stature, we belong to the fullness of Christ.
这个就是神的目的。
This is the goal of God.
就是神在宇宙中间所看见的，所计划要做的。
This is what God has planned for and is going to do His work in the universe.
当圣灵开启我们心中的眼睛，认识了神的这个目的，认识了神的这个计划之后，这个就成了我们的意向。
When the Holy Spirit enlightens our eyes so that we can see the purpose and the plan of God in this universe, that becomes our vision.
所以以上啊，不是有一天呢，哎，你看见云，有一朵云，好像这个云很像耶稣。你说我看见异象了，耶稣向我显现。
So vision is not that you look up at a cloud and you say, that cloud looks like the shape of Jesus, and that's my vision.
我告诉你们，以后你们听见这样的话，千万不要相信。
I tell you, do not ever listen to such words.
这些奇奇怪怪的现象都不是异象。
All these strange phenomena is not vision.
真正的意象就是你的圣灵的开启中认识了神在宇宙间所做的工作。
The true vision is by the enlightening of the Holy Spirit that you know the work of God in the universe.
这就成了我们的意向，我们的目标。
And that becomes your vision and our goal.
那么现在呢，我们要从旧约里一幅图画，我们来看神的这个意向。
So now we want to go to the Old Testament through several pictures to look at God's vision and God's goal.
在旧约的时代，因为神的儿子还没有道成肉身来到地上。
In the Old Testament, because the Word has not become flesh to dwell on this earth.
所以神呢，都是用一幅一幅的图画来表达他的心意的。
So God uses picture after picture to typify His heart.
其中最明显的一幅图画就神带领以色列人从埃及出来，进到迦南那个流奶与蜜去的那个美地。
And the most best example of all these pictures was that God led His people out of Egypt into the land of Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey.
神说，我下来是要将以色列百姓脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那个地方。而进到那个流奶与蜜那宽阔美好的境地。
And so the Lord says that He has come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians and to bring them from that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey.
我们大家都很熟悉这一段的故事。
We're all very familiar with the story.
原先以色列人在埃及的法老王手下做苦工。
Before, the Israelites were doing hard labor under the hands of Pharaoh.
他们在和泥巴，他们是烧砖头，为法老王造两座的祭货城。
They mix mud, and do hard labor to build two storage cities for Pharaoh.
这个正象征今天我们这许多人这个世界上生活的情形。
This typifies many of us, our condition, where we live on this world.
以色列人做那个苦工是叫苦连天啊。
The hard labor that the Israelites did were really heavily afflicted on them.
今天我们生活在美国这些社会上的情形，我们岂不就是这种感觉吗？
Don't we have the same feeling as we live in today's America?
当我们在这个美国虽然好像是一个黄金世界，
Even though America is a land of gold.
但是呢，所给我们压力，所给我们的痛苦，那个朝不保夕，种种的艰难的情形，就像以色列当时在埃及造祭货城一样。
However, the society has inflicted such pressure and pain and affliction on us. It was just like those Israelites were building storage cities.
认真说了，不管你今天在世界上做什么最高级的工作。
So strictly speaking, no matter what lofty profession you're in,
在神看见就是和泥巴，就是烧砖头，都是为法老王造祭货城。
In the eyes of God, it was just like mixing mud and baking bricks and building storage cities for Pharaoh.
所带给你的是痛苦，是不安，是受压。
And it only bring you pain, unease, and oppression.
神说，我的百姓在这地上受受痛苦，我都看见了，也都听见。
The Lord says, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, and I have given heed to their cry.
所以我下来要把他们从这里带出去，要把他们带到那个宽阔、美好、流奶与蜜的那个境地里面去。
So I'm going to come down to deliver them, to bring them up from a land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以神就给他们预备了一只羔羊。
So the Lord prepared a lamb for them.
让他们吃了羔羊的肉，涂了羔羊的血之后。
So after they have taken part of the lamb's meat and have had the blood of the lamb on their doorposts.
他们就手拿拐杖，歌唱新歌，从埃及出来，往那个流奶与蜜的境地去。
So singing songs of expectation, they marched toward that land of milk and honey, the Canaan land.
我们这里要知道，以色列人600,000的军队从埃及出来，他们每一个人都有一个目标的。
We see that the 600,000 people in the army, every one of them, when they left Egypt, they all have a goal.
到这60万军队之外，还有妇女孩子的话呀，这个一两百万的人。
600,000 was only the men who can march, and there are also women and children.
So 他们从埃及被救出来了之后，他们面向什么地方啊？
So there could be 1 to 2 million people. So after they left Egypt, what were they facing toward?
每一个以色列人，他们都清清楚楚的有个意向摆在前面。
Every single Israelite before them was placed a very clear goal.
我们所以离开埃及地，我们是要向着神所应许我们的那个既美好又宽阔、那个又奶又蜜的一个景地去的。
We are all going to that good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey.
哎，出埃及不是我们的目的。
Our purpose is not merely to leave Egypt.
我们在旷野走路也不是我们的目的。
Our goal is not merely to walk in the wilderness.
我们的目的是要向着流奶与蜜的那个迦南神所应许我们那个美地去。
Our goal is to go to the land flowing with milk and honey, the good promised land that God has promised us.
是，这是以色列人他们所看见的意象。
So this is the vision that the Israelites saw.
面向流奶与蜜丰满之地。
They're facing a land flowing with milk and honey, the abundant land.
弟兄姊妹，你知道圣经里面描写那个流奶与蜜之地描写的多好啊！
The brothers and sisters, the Bible described the land flowing with milk and honey in such precious words.
那个美地啊，那真是超过我们眼睛所看见过的，超过我们耳朵所听见过的，也超过我们心想到过的。
This is so good that it is beyond what our eyes could see, our ears could hear, and our hearts could fathom.
我所看见的有限，我所知道的也有限，我所经历的更加有限。
What I see is limited. What I hear is limited. What I experience is even more limited.
那个迦南美地的丰富啊，正是我们口舌是没办法形容得出来的。
The abundance of this beautiful Canaanite land is something that our mouths cannot describe.
但是呢，我还要用你们的方法呢，好像从大海中去舀出一条来尝一尝，喝一喝。However,
I want to use my foolish ways to go to the ocean to scoop a little bit of the ocean.
所以我拿一瓢水来啊，来和弟兄姊妹分享分享江南美地那个丰富。So
I want to scoop a few spoonfuls of ocean water to share with brothers and sisters the abundance of the land.
我们好不好翻到《生命记》第六章？
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10 and 11.
耶和华你的神 邻里敬他向你立足亚伯拉罕以撒雅各岂是应许给你的地那里有诚意又大又美非你所建造的有房屋装满各样的美屋非你所装满的好就到这
Then it shall come about when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you great and splendid cities which you did not build, and houses full of all good things which you did not fill.
下面还有很多，我就不去再讲它。There
are many other things that I would not describe here.
我现在的讲到啊，它是神所要领你们进去那个流奶与蜜之地啊。 其中种种的丰富，其中有一点呢，就那里有诚意，又大又美，非你所建造的，有房屋装满各样的美物，非你所装满的。And
one of the abundances of this beautiful land that God is bringing them into is that there are great and splendid cities which they did not build, and houses full of all good things which they did not fill.
我先来讲。 那个装满各样美物的房屋
I will touch upon the point about houses full of all good things.
我们人啊，在这世界上最痛苦的一件事情，我们就是没有房屋居住。
The most painful thing for a human being is that we don't have a house to dwell in.
或者说，我们人正感觉到最痛苦的一件事情呢，就是漂流无定的生活。
In other words, the most painful thing for a human being is to have a sojourner's life.
这一点啊，我们中国人感就是特别深刻。
This is deeply impressed upon the Chinese people.
因为我们常常觉得在这世界上啊，漂流无定。
Because a lot of times we feel like we are sojourner and floating here and there in this world.
像我这一生，从中国大陆漂流到台湾。
So, for instance, take my life as an example. I floated from mainland China to Taiwan.
又从台湾到了加拿大，到了美国。
And then from Taiwan to Canada, from Canada to America.
我想我们许多人都有同样的感觉。
I think a lot of us have a similar experience.
无论在这里，无论在那里，好像这个世界啊。没有我们真正可居住的地方。
We may feel that wherever it is, there isn't a place truly here or there or anywhere for us to dwell in.
我离开了大陆，大陆就不再是我的居住的地方。
After I left mainland China, mainland China is no longer the place where I live.
我在台湾住29年，我也不觉得台湾是我安居之处。
And I've lived in Taiwan for 29 years, but still I did not feel that that is a place that I can dwell in security.
我在加拿大和美国也已经住了超过30年，我也不觉得这是我所安居之地。
And I've lived in Canada and America for more than 30 years. I still did not feel that this is a place that I can settle down.
这里也不是我的家乡，那里也不是我的家乡，何处是我的安居的地方呢？
So, we Chinese people sometimes feel that here is not my home, that there is not my home, where can I live to settle down?
感谢主耶稣，他为我们预备了一个非常美好的房屋。
However, thank the Lord Jesus, He has prepared for us a very great and splendid house.
叫我们可以安居在其中，永远不再漂流的。
So that we can dwell securely and will never toss here and there.
并且这个房屋是装满了各样的美物。并且是非我们自己所装满的。
In addition, this house is full of all good things which we did not fill.
啊，我曾经去参加过一个弟兄家的房屋。
Once I visited a brother's house.
这个弟兄的父亲曾经做过台北市的市长。
This brother's father used to be the mayor of Taipei City.
那么当我们去他家去参观的时候
，As we went to his house to pay him a visit，
他家里面呢，那正是装满各样各样的一些古董啊，一些装饰品啊，一些非常好像看起来像国宝一样的东西。
And his house was filled with all these antiques and ornaments that looks like national treasure。
那我们几个弟兄姊妹去参观他的家，哎呀，我们都，哎呀，这么好啊！啊，这个也是宝贝，那个也是宝贝，样样都是宝贝。
So when a few brothers and sisters went to visit his house, we said that, wow, this is a treasure, that's a treasure, everything is a treasure.
但是呢，我感觉了，无论怎么好啊，都比不上我们主耶稣给我们预备那个装满各样美物的房屋。
However, no matter how good that was, it is incomparable to the house that the Lord Jesus prepared for us that is full of all good things.
我们的主耶稣给我们预备的美房屋啊，是装满了各样美物，非我们所装满的。
The houses that Jesus has prepared for us are full of all good things which we did not fill.
因为在这个房屋里面呢，有神的爱。
Because in this house there is the love of God.
有神的平安。
And there is the peace of God.
有神的喜乐。
And there's the joy of God.
有神的尊贵。
And there's also the treasure.
有神的荣耀。
And the glory of God.
有神的圣洁。
And the holiness of God.
各样的美物都装满在这房屋里面。
And this house is full of all good things.
这就是神家的丰富。
This is the abundance of the heavenly house.
我岳父啊，他信主的时候啊，他就是有这样一个经历。
My father-in-law has this experience when he was first saved.
他本来还没有信主。他有一天呢，他看见他那个常常去给他看病那个医生。
Before he was saved, he used to go visit this physician a lot.
他一天在街上遇见他。
One day he met his doctor.
他就问那个医生：“哎，你要到哪里去啊？”
He asked the doctor, "Where are you going?"
那个医生说：“我要到。”那个我们教会去啊，去聚会去，你要不要跟我一起去啊
？So the doctor said, "I'm going to a meeting at the church building. Are you coming with me?"
我岳父说好啊，我就跟上你去啊。
So my father-in-law said, sure, I'll go with you.
那一天我岳父跟着这位医生弟兄啊进到教会去聚会的时候。
That day when my father-in-law went to this doctor brother to meet.
哎呀他觉得这个地方啊真是和世界所有地方都是不同的。
He truly felt that this place was different, vastly different from any other place in the world.
他一住在那里就感觉到一种在世界里面找不到的那样一种安息那样一种甜美的感觉。
When he sat there, he found this inexpressible and incomparable peace and sweetness that could not be found anywhere in the world.
有神的同在，有神的爱充满的地方。
This is a place filled with the presence of God and the love of God.
我岳父啊，就第一次进到教会中，他第一次就摸着了神的丰富，他就因此信主了。
My father-in-law, the first time he stepped into a church building, he touched upon this abundance of God. He believed in God.
这是充满各样美物的房屋。
These are houses full of all good things.
这里还有一句话呢，它有葡萄园，有橄榄园，为你所栽种的。
Here it also talks about vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant.
我想我们不必多去形容这葡萄园、橄榄园的丰富了。
We don't need to dwell on the abundance of the olive trees and the vineyards.
圣经里面讲到那个葡萄园里出产的葡萄多好啊。
The Bible talks about the grapes and from the vineyards. It was so good.
我想大家都知道一个故事，就是他们去窥探迦南地啊，就抬回一把葡萄来。
We all know the story where when they spied on the land of Canaan and they brought back a cluster of grapes.
两个人抬回一把葡萄来呀。
Two men were required to carry a cluster of grapes.
你想你一个人你可以拿几把葡萄啊
？You by yourself can hold a hand a huge amount of grapes.
你一个人起码拿几十挂葡萄都没问题的，是不是
？You can have all these branches of grapes by yourself with no difficulty.
但那个美丽的葡萄一挂就是两个人的杠抬的。
However, vineyards from that good land would produce grapes where you need two people to carry one cluster.
所以我们几乎都适应不过来。怎么可能啦、啊？怎么可能？怎么还一把葡萄还有两个人抬？不大可能吧
？It is almost inconceivable for us to believe that there are grapes so big that you need two people to carry one cluster.
我们若是能够想到圣经都是为基督做见证的话
，But if we think that the Bible is testifying for the Lord Jesus，
我们就不觉得稀奇了。
We would not be amazed by this fact.
这可以来讲到。我们主耶稣就是无比的丰富无比的甘甜、啊、
This refers to the incomparable abundance and sweetness of our Lord Jesus.
因为你在基督里面所享受的甘甜享受的丰富啊，你根本就是几乎都信不过来的。
Because the abundance and sweetness that you enjoy in Christ is something that is almost inconceivable for you.
有一次我听到一个姊妹做见证。
One time I heard a sister have this testimony.
她说她那一次啊他和一个弟兄他开车去看望弟兄姊妹的时候。
She said that one time she was in a car to pay a brother and sisters a visit.
中间发生了一点交通事故。
There was a car accident.
他右边一个汽车就朝着他开过来呢就正好撞在他们的车子上。
There was a car coming from the right that smashed into their car.
那我们的姊妹就坐在 passenger 的位置上。
Our sister was sitting in the front passenger seat.
那么那个车子呢，正好一撞了，就撞在那个前面的右边的车那个地方，就把那 passenger 旁边那个车子啊，就撞了像脸盆那么大的一个窟窿。
And when the car smashed into their car on the front passenger side, there was a hole as big as a wash basin.
那我们的姊妹给我们做见证说，她当时呢。我的身体啊，那是痛得不得了，很难受，痛得不得了的痛。
And our sister bore this testimony that she was in such pain.
但是呢，她我的心里面呢，就充满了那一种无比甘甜、无比大的，形容不出那一种喜乐。
But in her heart, she was filled with this inexpressible joy and sweetness.
这个我就想不通了。
This I cannot figure out.
我说怎么可能呢？怎么可能呢
？I said, how could this be?
假设我撞车的话，那这个车子给撞了一个大洞，那我的身体也被它撞得受了亏损，我哪里那个喜乐都起来呀
I was thinking if there were a car accident on me and there was a big hole in the car and I was suffering pain, how could I be joyful?
那我一定是抱怨，哎呀，为什么我这么倒霉？
I would be complaining and say, what bad luck?
为什么主不保守我？
Why wouldn't the God, Lord keep me?
为什么别人都没碰见这样子的，偏偏我就碰见？
How come nobody else's car accident?
假设我是去看电影或者是去跳舞，那么撞车也是活该。
If I were driving to a movie theater or to parties, then of course I should be smashed by a car.
我是去看我弟兄姊妹，你怎么还让我碰到这样的事情？
I was going to visit brothers and sisters. How could you let me encounter such things?
所以假设是我的话呢，我就喜乐不起来，赞美不出来。
If it were me, I couldn't be joyful and I could not.
我只会埋怨，我只会叫苦。
I could only complain and murmur.
但是我们的姊妹啊。就在的最痛苦、最艰难的那一种情形当中啊，却天上的喜乐就充满他的心中。
However, our sister, in her deepest pain and affliction, the joy from the heavenlies was filled in her heart.
这就基督那吃不透的丰富，基督那吃不透的爱和甘甜。
This is the unfathomable abundance and sweetness of Christ.
我们再看《生命记》第八章。
Let's continue on to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第八章的第七节到第九节。
Chapter 8, verse
7
to verse
9. 因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河有泉有源，从山谷中流出水来，那地有小麦大麦葡萄树无花果树石榴树、橄榄树和蜜，你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。
For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey.A land where you shall eat food without scarcity, in which you shall not lack anything. A land which, where stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. 啊，
这里又讲到迦南美地呢，无限很多的丰富。
Here it illustrates a lot of abundances in the land of Canaan.
我就单单讲末了两句话。
I'm going to focus on the latter part.
那地的石头是铁，那山内可以挖铜。
I'm going to focus on these words, the land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper.
我们知道山啊，就常常来讲到我们所遇见的难处。
We know that hills often illustrate difficulties in our lives.
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移啊，种种的阻挡，高山峻岭啊，是我们遇不过去的难处。
There are mountains that can be moved and the hills that can be shaken and there are all kinds of difficulties and affliction that we face.
石头呢就常常讲到我们所碰见的拦阻。
And stones are always an illustration of the hindrances that we encounter.
因为我们在路上碰到石头的时候，我们常常会绊脚会跌倒，所以这个石头就是绊脚石。
These stones, when we face them, when we walk, we can be stumbling, and so they are our stumbling stones.
这些难处，这些拦阻啊，一般人都避之而不及的。
And all these difficulties and hindrances, for most people, they will try to avoid them as much as they can.
我们是巴不得一生都是平坦的大道，碰不见一点的山坡，也碰不见一点的石头的阻挡。
How we wish that we would be walking on this flat, great land where there's no valleys and there's no hindrances.
但是神的话告诉我们说啊，那个山内可以挖铜，啊。
But the word of the Lord says to us that these hills, you can dig copper.
那个地的石头啊是铁。
And the stones are iron.
啊，那个就是告诉我们说啊，当你在主面前真肯学习，你可以从这众多的难处所遇见的一些挫折、一些难处当中啊，来经历神的全能。
Iron speaks of if you truly face all the lessons God wants you to learn, and you can manifest this authority.
因为提在圣经中常常知道权柄。
Because iron is always referring to authority in the Bible.
神应许主耶稣啊，他要用铁杖管辖列国。
God promised the Lord Jesus that he would rule the nations with an iron scepter.
得胜者也可以用铁杖管辖列国的。
Overcomers will also rule the nations with an iron scepter.
铜呢就是基督的审判。
A copper refers to the judgment of Christ.
主耶稣的脚啊，就好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜。
The feet of the Lord Jesus were like burnished bronze out of a furnace that is clearly light.
所以你要知道啊，我们所碰见的拦阻，所碰见大大小小许多的拦阻啊，你如果真肯学习的话呀，你在其中能够挖出到铜，挖出到铁。
So you know that out of all the hindrances, all your large and small difficulties, if you truly learn the lesson, you can dig out copper and iron.
就是能够经历基督的全能。
That is, you can experience his power.
你想想看旧约里那个约瑟。
You think about Joseph in the Old Testament.
他一生遭遇到多少的痛苦和难处啊。
He has encountered so many difficulties in his life.
他的哥哥们把他出卖。
His brothers have sold him.
他的祖母也引诱他犯罪。
And his maternal grandmother also enticed him to sin.
他那个主人又冤枉他，把他下在监牢里面。
And his master also wronged him and put him in jail.
那个几十年痛苦啊，真是苦不堪言的啦。
His pain for decades were inexpressible.
但约瑟从来没有一句埋怨的话。
However, Joseph did not utter a word of complaint.
他能够在最黑暗、最艰难的环境之中，他学习与神同行。
However, in his darkest moments in life, he learned to walk with God.
在这样的艰难环境中，神与他同在。
In these difficulties and afflictions, God was with him.
所以结果呢，就神就让他在艰难当中啊，把他带到埃及最像的宝座上面去。
So through his affliction, God led him to be prime minister of Egypt.
是他掌管了埃及地所有的粮食。
So that he was in charge of all the food supply in Egypt.
普天下的人，包括他的弟兄们在内，都要向他这里来递粮食。
Everyone in the world, including his own brothers, had to come to him for food.
这就山内可以挖铜。
This is referring to a digging copper in the hills. And this, all the stones are iron.
你在这个保罗跟希拉。
And you think about Paul and Silas.
他因为为主做见证，被关在腓立比的监牢里边。
They were put in jail in Philippi because they were testifying for the Lord.
但是我们看见保罗、希拉在这监牢里面呢，就挖出了铜，挖出了铁。
However, we see that Paul and Silas has dug copper and iron in the prison.
他们在半夜唱起诗歌来。
In the middle of the night, they were singing hymns.
正赞美的时候。
As were they praising God.
地就震动。
The earth was shaken.
监牢的门就打开了。
And the doors of the jail were open.
众囚犯的手链都掉落下来了。
And everybody's shackles were torn.
所以管理监狱那个管理员呢，一看见。他们吓得不得了，怎么办呢
？So the jailers were very afraid. What would they do?
想真是要自杀了。
They were about to commit suicide.
但保罗跟希拉说：“你不要伤害自己。
”But Paul and Silas said, "Do not hurt yourself."
但把福音就传给他。
And they also preached the gospel to them.
所以管理监狱的那个管理员呢，反而成了在保罗和希拉跟前的蒙恩的人。
So the jailer who was in charge of that jail became the person who has been blessed before Paul and Silas.
这保罗和希拉呀，在监牢里边执掌了铁杖。
So Paul and Silas were ruling with the iron scepter in prison.
来吩咐这些是世界上掌权的人。
And they were ordering all these people in the world around.
这就是山内可以挖铜，那地的石头是铁。
And this is digging copper in the hills, and where the stones are iron.
我想我不能够再多去形容它。
I think I cannot dwell on it too much longer.
所以这个真的是我们刚才所唱的诗歌啊，我们所去之地乃是金金所建造，何等荣耀的地方。
This is just like what we sang earlier, that where we're going is that the street was paved with pure gold. It's a glorious place.
现在我要再来讲到新约里面的启示。
Now I also want to talk about the Revelation in the New Testament.
我们要来读希伯来书第十一章。
We want to turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
Hebrews chapter 11, we read from verse 8 to verse 10.
Hebrews chapter 11, we read from verse 8 to verse 10.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为义的地方去出去的时候还不知往哪里去他因着信就在所应许之地做客好像在异地居住帐篷与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样因为他等候那一座有根基的城就是神所经营所建造的
By faith Abraham when he called obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance and he went out not knowing where he was going By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundation, whose architect and builder is God.
这都是十四节到十六节。
We will also read verse 14 to 16.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡还有可以回去的机会他们就羡慕一个更美的家乡就是在天上的所以神被称为他们的神并不意味此因为他已经给他们预备了一座城
Verse 14 For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own And indeed if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out they would have had opportunity to returnBut as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
我们现在回到新约里边了，来看新约圣经中神所启示出来的意象。
As we return to the New Testament, we want to study the revelation presented by the New Testament.
希伯来书就告诉我们，神历世历代的工作是给我们看见神在那里经营建造一座城。
Hebrews wanted to show us that throughout all ages and generations, what God's work and his purpose was to build a city which has foundations.
这座城就是新耶路撒冷城。
And he's the architect and builder of that city, and that city is the New Jerusalem.
圣经中特别是启示录向我们启示出宇宙中间有两座的大城。
Especially in the book of Revelation, it revealed to us two large cities.
一座是神所经营、所建造的新耶路撒冷城。
First, it was that New Jerusalem, a city whose builder and architect is God.
是自从亚伯拉罕开始，以撒、雅各等等在众圣的身上，神所做的大功。就是建造新耶路撒冷城。
Starting with Abraham to Isaac and Jacob, through all these other people, his great work was to build this new Jerusalem, a city which has foundations.
另外一座是大巴比伦城。
The other city was the large, Babylon.
大巴比伦城正好和新耶路撒冷城是相对的。
This New Jerusalem was opposing this big Babylon.
那是指着撒旦历世历代工作的极大城。
That is a great city that Satan has worked on for ages and generations.
从造巴比塔开始。
From the building of the Tower of Babel.
神来建造巴比，不是撒旦来建造巴比。
Satan was building the Tower of Babel.
后来埃及法老王造两座集货城也是撒旦的工作。
Later on, Pharaoh was trying to build two storage cities. That was also the work of Satan.
那么一直到启示录呢最后那就大巴比伦出现。
Until the book, at the very end in the book of Revelation, the great Babylon showed up.
是这个大巴比伦啊，就指着撒旦历史历代这个工作的一些果子，一个最后的结果。
So the great Babylon was the summation and result of all the work of Satan throughout all ages and generations.
那么最后的启示录呢，这个大巴比伦城就被神毁灭，就沉沦了。
And this great city was destroyed by God at the very end, and it was in desolation.
也就是说，撒旦在宇宙中间历史历代所做的工作，统统都被主耶稣基督的荣耀显现毁灭掉了。
Which means that the glorious return of Christ will destroy all the work of the Satan throughout all ages and generations.
大巴比伦一毁灭，新耶路撒冷就出现。
Once Babylon the Great was destroyed, the New Jerusalem manifested.
撒旦历史历代工作统统被废去之后，
After all the work of Satan throughout all generations have been cast out,
神历史历代工作，也就是永世的心意，那就完成了。
And the work of God throughout all generations and His eternal purpose was accomplished.
所以那个时候，宇宙中间四次哈利路亚的歌声出现。
So in the universe at that time, there were four shouts of hallelujahs.
所以我们要知道，历史历代众圣徒所仰望、所等候的，并极力追求的，就是朝向这一座圣城新耶路撒冷。
So we therefore we know that the saints from all generations and ages, the things that they were hoping for and striving toward, and the goal of all their striving was to go toward this new Jerusalem.
亚伯献上头生的羔羊是奔向这座圣城新耶路撒冷。
When Abel offered up the lamb, he was racing toward the new Jerusalem.
以诺与神同行300年是奔向这座新耶路撒冷城。
When Enoch walked with God for 300 years, he was racing toward the new Jerusalem.
挪亚一生造方舟，再不做别的事，是奔向新耶路撒冷城。
Noah did nothing but to build the ark. He was racing toward the new Jerusalem.
亚伯拉罕得神荣耀的显现，离弃拜偶像之地，面向圣所应许之地，就是向着新耶路撒冷。
Abraham left the land of idol making, and he faced the land that God was going to lead him out to. That he is racing toward the New Jerusalem.
摩西他的眼睛被圣灵开启之后，把埃及王宫丢弃，如同粪土。
Moses, after his eyes have been enlightened, he tossed away the palaces in Egypt.
再愿不愿做法老女儿的儿子，反而以他看不见的为宝贵。这是奔向耶路撒冷。
He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and he chose rather to endure ill treatment. He was racing toward the New Jerusalem.
保罗在大马士路上，把主耶稣的荣耀一现，他把万事都看作粪土，就是为着要奔向这座新耶路撒冷城。
Paul, when he enlightened in the road to Damascus, he count all things as loss and rubbish. That he was raising toward the New Jerusalem.
今天这个要成为我们的意向。
Today, this will also be our vision.
是成为我们的奔跑的目标。
This will be the goal by which we race.
我们生活和侍奉的目的。
This will also be the purpose by which we live and serve.
都是奔向这新耶路撒冷城。
Which is to race toward the New Jerusalem.
那我们呢，就是新耶路撒冷的材料。
And we are the materials for the New Jerusalem.
So, 什么是新耶路撒冷呢？
So, what is the New Jerusalem?
新耶路撒冷呢，就是历史历代当神的工作完成的时候，众圣徒在荣耀里边那个成熟而有无比丰盛的光景出现。
This is after God's work was finished after all ages and generations, and the multitude of saints manifested such a maturity and abundance and in such a glorious day. That was New Jerusalem.
神就是把我们这许多蒙恩的人成为建造新耶路撒冷的材料，而把我们建造起来，来做这种圣城。
God used all of us saints who are materials for this New Jerusalem so that He can build up this holy city.
所以这个新耶路撒冷呢，它就是我们这许多的人所达到的荣耀境界。
So the New Jerusalem is the glorious realm that all of us could accomplish.
我们呢， 就是新耶路撒冷其中的一些材料。
We are some of the materials for this New Jerusalem.
我们呢读到启示录的时候啊，看见圣城新耶路撒冷，那真是好啊。
When we read the book of Revelation and we see the New Jerusalem, that is truly so good.
你碧玉的城墙。
For instance, the city walls.
金金的街道。
It's a street made of pure gold.
珍珠的门。
Pearly gates.
还有十二个宝石的根基。
And the 12 foundations made with precious stones.
你知道这些材料是什么？
Do you know what these materials are?
其实就是我们知道我们这些的人啊。
You know that it's just you and me and us.
就是我们这些人到那个时候就显出的光景啊。
This is the condition that would manifest at that time.
因为彼得黎明告诉我们，我们就是活石。
Because Peter clearly told us that we are the living stones.
被神建造成为灵宫的。
And we are built up to be the spiritual palace.
所以灵宫的材料就是我们这些活石。
So the materials for the spiritual palace was these living stones.
所以新耶路撒冷里面的众多材料就是我们这许多人所建成起来的。
So the material of the New Jerusalem was made up of us.
这里面的种种的丰富啊，又不是今天我们所能够讲得出来，讲有时间可以讲。
The manifold abundances of this the New Jerusalem is not we can cover today.
我也只能够拿出一两点来和弟兄姊妹来交通交通。
I can also cover only one or two points to fellowship with you.
我们前天我到了奥斯汀之后，在刘守正弟兄家里边。
The day before yesterday, I arrived in Austin and stayed with Brother Luke.
我们就谈到新耶路撒冷城。
And we discoursed about the New Jerusalem.
我们讲到新耶路撒冷城呢，只有一条街道的。
We spoke of the fact that there's only one street in the New Jerusalem.
一条金金的街道。
A street made of pure gold.
弟兄姊妹，你很喜欢新耶路撒冷城，是不是
？But sisters, you like the New Jerusalem, don't you?
但是你要想想看啊。世界上的城市啊，有好多好多条的街道。
You think about the cities in the world, they have so many, many streets.
你们谁知道休斯顿有多少的街道啊
？How many of you can name the number of streets in Houston?
恐怕数不清，张康不晓得到了休斯顿有没有数过休斯顿多少街道
？Have you been to Houston and count all the streets?
你们在休斯顿资格最老的，你们能够说到在休斯顿多少街道？
Who has lived in the Houston the longest and tell us how many streets there are in Houston?
不要说那么大的休斯顿，就是一个很小的小乡镇呢，我们都数不清街道有多少条，是不是
？Forget about a large city like Houston. Even in a small village, we cannot count the number of streets.
那，你假设到了新耶路撒冷城啊，你头几天都很好玩的。
If you are in the New Jerusalem, the first couple of days you will be fun-filled.
头几个月还蛮有兴趣的。
The first couple of months, you're quite engaged.
头两年都还可以。
The couple of years, it's okay.
假设一百年、一千年、一万年、一亿年，都是住在这个城里面。
However, if you have to live there 100 years, 1,000 years, a million years, and a trillion years,
你走走去就是一条街道。
You can only walk on one street.
银城，你看看看，你会不会觉得烦呢
？Wouldn't you be a little bored?
我在叙事中能够那么多街逛掉，逛了这条，逛了那条，大概两年都逛不完了。
In Houston, I can go to this street and that street. I can spend 2 years in the street.
你如果到纽约去的话，更大了，那这是两年你一定逛不完。
If you go to New York, you possibly can't cover all the streets.
但新耶路撒冷只有一条街道。
However, in the New Jerusalem, there's only one street.
我逛上两年其实不需要逛上两年。
You don't need to spend 2 years.
一条街道啊。走来走去就是这条街道。
You walk and walk and it's only one street.
真是，哎呀，太无聊了。
A little bored.
所以一个属地的人到新耶路撒冷去一定是住得不习惯。
If you are a worldly person, if you go there, you will not get used to it.
但是你从属天方面来思想。
But from the heavenly perspective.
你有个属天的生命。
If you have a heavenly life.
就知道这个就不同凡响了。
This is totally different.
你走一条街道多美好啊。
The street was so beautiful.
一条金金的街道。
A street made of pure gold.
我们今天我们这许多人每一个人有每一个人自己的道路。
Today we have all of our own ways.
我们常常说，你走你的阳关道，我过我的独木桥。
We always say that you take your own way and I take my own way.
我们有十个弟兄在开同工聚会。
We have 10 people in co-workers meeting.
十个弟兄有十个意见。
10 brothers have 10 different opinions.
你要走的路跟我走的路不一样。
The way you want to take is different from the way I want to take.
今天基督教里面有那么多的派别。
We have all these denominations in Christianity.
这个教会那个教会走的路就是不一样。
This church is taking a different path from the other church.
所以今天我们在地上何止千万条道路啊。
So on this earth, we don't only have thousands of ways.
那个才叫做烦死了。
That is troublesome.
每次我们给同工会，十个人十个意见。
Every time we go to a co-workers meeting, 10 people have 10 different opinions.
结果这个人这么说，那个人那个什么说。
This person say this, that person say that.
一件事情分成两派三派。
And then for one matter, there are two or three
aspects. 弄得这个教会，整个教会都不安。
So the whole church was at unease.
讲到新耶路撒冷去啊，那么多千千万万的圣徒啊，都同走一条路。
Now, when you get to New Jerusalem, the myriads of saints, they are only taking one way.
是的，精进的街道的路。
A street made with pure gold.
因为那个时候，我们都被神的神性所充满。
Because at that time, we're all filled with His divine nature.
我们都在基督里面合而为一了。
In Christ, we're all summed up in Christ.
我们千万个弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，我们都是一个意见，一个感觉，一条路，一个方向。
And myriads of brethren could gather together, but we only have one way, one opinion, and one goal.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想一想看，美不美啊？
So brothers and sisters, isn't that beautiful?
这新耶路撒冷这样的光景才是我们觉得最美的地方。
So this is the most beautiful part about New Jerusalem.
那个时候再也不会有说两三个在一起就不同心不合意了。
You will not have two or three gathered together and they will not be of the same heart and spirit.
我们人再多，我们人是一个见证。
Even though we are many in number, we only have one.
我们人再多，我们是一个方向。
Even though we are many in number, we only have one.
我们人再多，我们一条道路，一个教宗。
Even though we only have many in number, we only have one direction and one goal.
这个就是神所经营所建造的新耶路撒冷城。
This is the city, the New Jerusalem. The builder and architect is God.
我们圣经所奔跑的、所达到的，就是这个目标。
This is the goal by which we run toward.
你再来看一点呢、啊，就十二个，十二个根基啊，是十二种的宝石。
And then there's another thing that we want to look at, which is the 12 gates with 12 pearls.
这个十二种不同的宝石，不同的颜色，那勾画出那么荣耀美丽的那一种的光彩。
I'm sorry, 12 foundations with 12 different precious stones with such different luster and glory.
十二个宝石，有黄宝石，有红宝石，有绿宝石，什么翡翠，什么东西的。
The precious stones include jasper, sapphire, sardius, etc.
这就是我们这些蒙恩的人呢、啊，我们有不同的个性。
This means that we who are blessed have different characters.
不同的性格。
We have different disposition.
不同的经历。
We have different experiences.
受过主不同的制造，不同的训练。
We have been trained and experiencing the Lord a different way.
在我们这些都不同的身上，发出主耶稣基督各种各样美丽的光彩。
However, throughout all these different people, we manifest the myriad glories and different glories of the Lord Jesus.
像马丁路德这个弟兄那样在改教运动那么勇敢，他可能像红宝石一样。
So look at Martin Luther. He was so brave in the Reformation. He must be like sapphire.
像盖因夫人这个姊妹，哎呀，她学习十字架受苦的功课，她可能像绿宝石一样。
Madame Guillaume, she had learned such difficult lessons in the dealing of the Lord. She's probably like emeralds.
像十八个弟兄，他得着受天的启示，那样把真理在他身上那么的放光彩，他可能像蓝宝石一样。
And T. Austin Sparks, he has such great heavenly vision, and that he can illustrate it so clearly. He must be like Jasper.
像尼托斯弟兄一样，在跟随主的道路上那样的。被圣灵做工，被十字架所组织，他可能像金刚钻一样。
And Watchman Nee, as he was taking this way, he was so filled with the Holy Spirit, and he was so constituted by the cross. He may be like.
所以这个弟兄身上是显出来的基督某一方面的光彩。
So all of them illustrate one aspect of the luster of Jesus Christ.
那个姊妹在这主在台上带领和训练，显出另外一种基督的光彩。
That sister was led and trained and dealt with by the Lord in a different way than she was with the different luster of the Lord Jesus.
在不同的经历当中显出基督不同的荣美。
So throughout all these different brothers and sisters, throughout different experiences, they illustrate different glorious beauty of the Lord Jesus.
这就是新耶路撒冷里面呢那个无比荣耀的光辉。
So this is the incomparable radiance and brilliance of the New Jerusalem.
这也就基督的丰满从我们个人身上无限丰富地展现出来了。
So the abundance of Christ was fully and inexpressibly manifested in us.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是神所经营所建造的这座圣城。
This is the city of God. The builder and architect was God.
这也是我们今天所追求、我们所侍奉、所奔跑的方向和目标。
This is also the direction and goal by which we pursue and serve and race toward.
这正像诗篇122篇里面所说了，耶路撒冷被建造。
Just like Psalm 122, it says that Jerusalem was like a city compact together. I don't have time to speak more. May the Holy Spirit work in us. May that incomparable glory shine in us. So that we see what our vision is.
我们的目标是什么?
So that we see what our goal is.
我们都要起来一同奔向这个标杆。
So we also want to stand up and race toward and press on toward this goal.
我交通到这里。
This concludes my sharing.